You are listening to the audio production of Covenant and God's Purpose for the World by Thomas R. Schreiner, with Dane C. Ortlund and Miles V. Van Pelt, series editors, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway and is read by Graham Geisler. To my fellow elders at Clifton Baptist, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1. Introduction. Covenant is one of the most important words in the Bible, since it introduces one of the central theological themes in Scripture. Some scholars have even argued that covenant is the center of Scripture, the theme that integrates the message of the entire Bible. I am not convinced that covenant is the center of Scripture. Indeed, the idea that the Scriptures have one center is probably mistaken. Still, we can rightly say that covenant is one of the most important notions in the Bible. The importance of covenant. The many scholars who have made covenant their integrating motif or central theme demonstrate how crucial it is. Indeed, covenant has played a vital role in theology from the beginning. Early church fathers, such as Origen, Irenaeus, and Augustine, assigned covenant a significant place in their writings. Covenant also came to prominence among the reformers and their successors. Johannes Ecolampadius, 1482-1531, Johannes Coxaeus, 1609-1669, and Hermann Witsius, 1636-1708, advanced the importance of covenant in interpreting the Scriptures. In the modern period, the importance of covenant was set forth by a number of scholars, perhaps most notably by the great Old Testament scholar Walther Eichrod, 1890-1978. More recently, the landmark book by Peter Gentry and Stephen Wellham, Kingdom Through Covenant, which uses covenant as a framework or a substructure to elucidate the storyline of the Bible, has been published. At the same time, systematic theologians in the Reformed tradition, such as Michael Horton, have made the covenant an organizing motif in their dogmatic work. Although such an approach is surely illuminating at a number of levels, it isn't necessary to insist that covenant is the central theme of biblical theology or the key for doing systematics. Even if one disagrees with those claims, we can say without exaggeration that we can't truly understand the Scriptures if we don't understand the covenants God made with His people. For even if covenant isn't the central theme of Scripture, it is still one of the central themes in biblical revelation. We can safely say, along with Gentry and Wellham, that the covenants are the backbone of the storyline of the Bible. They help us to unfold the biblical narrative. All careful readers of the Scriptures want to comprehend how the Bible fits together so that they can grasp the overarching narrative and theology of the Bible. We can't really apply the Scriptures wisely to our lives if we don't understand the whole counsel of God, Acts chapter 20, verse 27, and we can't grasp how the Scriptures fit together if we lack clarity about the covenants God made with His people. If we have a nuanced understanding of covenants, we will gain clarity as to how the Old and New Testaments relate to each other. Such an endeavor is necessary, since God didn't limit Himself to one covenant, for we find in the Scriptures a covenant with Noah, a covenant with Abraham, a covenant with Israel, a covenant with David, and a new covenant. And many think God also made a covenant with Adam. To understand the Scriptures well, we need to understand how these covenants are interrelated, and we need to see how they advance the story of God's kingdom in the Scriptures.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?